Even as President Bush won re-election on Tuesday night, one of his policies was bypassed in the state of California. The president placed restrictions on stem cell research. California voters agreed to finance their own. On Tuesday, the state's voters approved Proposition 71. It will provide $3 billion for embryonic stem cell research over the next decade, and that should make the state an international mecca for embryonic stem cell research. Here's NPR science correspondent Joe Palca.
Since they were first described in 1998, human embryonic stem cells have fascinated scientists. The cells are obtained from early human embryos. They have the potential to turn into every cell in the body. They're controversial because to obtain the cells, it's necessary to destroy an embryo. For that reason, President Bush restricted federal funding on these cells to only those created before August 9, 2001. Biologist Keith Yamamoto is Executive Vice Dean of the University of California, San Francisco.
What's exciting to scientists about this field is the range of things that could be done. And by range, what I mean is understanding things at the basic level, coupled with this potential to actually be able to do something remarkable at the medical and therapeutic level.
Basic research on stem cells should tell scientists a lot about how we develop from a tiny ball of cells into walking, thinking beings. But it's the therapeutic potential that has captured public excitement about stem cells. In theory, these cells could become an inexhaustible supply of cells to replace those damaged or destroyed by disease. Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and spinal cord injuries may all be treated someday using stem cells. The money Proposition 71 will provide could cause something of a westward brain drain. Len Zahn is a stem cell researcher at Harvard Medical School in Massachusetts. He says California schools will have a big advantage in recruiting faculty.
And this could be senior investigators who are looking for a state that's very friendly and actually encouraging of stem cell research. Or more importantly, it could be those key junior investigators who are the future of this field. And with a large amount of money availability in the stem cell research area, I think you could see junior investigators going to California over other states.
Now, $3 billion is a lot of money. It works out to more than 10 times the annual federal budget for embryonic stem cell research. But Yamamoto says there are lots of new stem cell lines that have become available that are not eligible for federal research support, and California is a state well-positioned to do research on them.
It's a big state with lots of institutions. There are several institutions within the state, UCSF, Stanford, San Diego in particular, that already have made a commitment to this area.
But Yamamoto admits that such a sudden, large increase in funding can cause problems.
It is always a risk, I think, when a bolus of funds comes into a new field, whether those monies will always be used well, and that'll be a challenge.
There may be more money than there are good research proposals. Yamamoto says the measure contains provisions for peer review, so only the best projects will receive support. And while most of the money will go to individual scientists, Yamamoto expects some of it could be used in other ways.
There are some what could be called big science projects, where big funding could be used rather well.
These could include large centers devoted exclusively to deriving and growing stem cells that would be available to other researchers. Proposition 71 represents a new way of funding science in this country. Never before has a state committed so much money to a specific scientific discipline. Scientists are excited to have the money. If the hope for cures emerge from embryonic stem cell research, voters will no doubt feel spending all that money was justified. Joe Palca, NPR News.